Celinda Lake is one of this country's most highly regarded Democratic strategists and pollsters. She's regarded as an expert on electing women candidates, and she'll be at KU this evening to talk about what women want, public opinion, the 2016 election, and why women matter. Celinda Lake, welcome to Up to Date.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're going to be talking tonight about why women matter in this election. Is there a question about whether they do matter?
Well, not to either of the major political candidates. Women are really the target right now for both presidential campaigns. Women make up the bulk of the undecided vote in most races at this point. So it may have been a question at one point, but maybe not anymore.
So you're titling your lecture, Why Women Matter. Why then?
Well, originally, interestingly enough, when the title was set, there was a question, I think, about whether the Donald Trump campaign understood the importance of women. And there was he was alienating women so badly that you really began to wonder whether he understood that they mattered. He has a new manager now, Kellyanne Conway, a woman pollster, the first woman manager on the Republican side.
And you wrote a book with her once, yeah.
We did, and on women voters, and I think she clearly has turned that effort around.
Well, what do women want, Celinda? And I assume some of what they want is different from what men want.
There are differences between men and women. Women are not monolithic, by the way, which is one of the reasons why both parties and all candidates can target them. But some of the differences, women are more interested in a role for government. Men think it's a good day when government hasn't done anything bad to you. Women tend to think that government can be a partner. Women are concerned about the economy, but they tend to focus on micro kitchen table economics more than macroeconomics. Women are more concerned about terrorism than men and more likely to think that their families are at risk. Women are more focused on education, and that is particularly true, for example, in Kansas. And women are the healthcare voters. 80% of the healthcare voters in this country are women.
So does that give Democrats or Republicans a natural advantage with them?
Traditionally, it gives Democrats a national advantage. But the Democratic formula for victory is to win women by more than you lose men by.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of women that can be targeted by both parties.
You know, Fox had a poll out last week that showed Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump by 48% to 33% in a four-way race, including the third-party candidates. Have you ever seen a gender gap that large this close to a presidential election?
We haven't. And one of the places that we're seeing the gender gap much bigger than we've traditionally seen it is with married men and married women. Democrats usually try to tie married women, but we don't very often win married women. Hillary Clinton has been as much as 12 points ahead among married women. And that's interesting because two-thirds of married men are voting for Donald Trump. So we may have a record number of electoral fights election day between married men and married women. We asked a very amusing question that I think your listeners will enjoy. We asked married men and married women, do you usually vote the same way as your spouse? And 73% of married men said confidently yes. Only 49% of married women said yes.
You call that the sure honey factor, right? Sure honey.
Yeah. We do. Exactly right.
Yeah. Whatever you say, honey. And yet, despite this gender gap, 48% to 33% in Hillary Clinton's favor, the race is regarded as close. Is that because of the overwhelming edge that Donald Trump has among men?
That's right, particularly white men. Hmm. And he has as big or bigger margin among white men than Hillary Clinton has among women. So, as I said, the key for Democrats is to win women by more than you lose men by.
You know, Celinda, there's all this talk about a double standard at work in this campaign, that Hillary Clinton is being judged differently than Donald Trump. Do you buy that? Do the polls suggest anything like that?
Well, women do believe that Hillary Clinton has been treated more harshly by the press and differently by the press. And the last Foreign Policy Forum was an interesting case in point. People told, it was obviously a very serious debate, and people told Hillary Clinton, why don't you smile more? No one said to Donald Trump, why don't you smile more?
Mm-hmm. And so do you still see a double standard at work yourself as you survey the field here?
Oh, definitely. I mean, one of the things that's great about being a pollster is that you deliver a product early on in the campaign. But politics is still very much a place where the standard is the male. And I think particularly for women candidates in executive office, you still see it harder for women to make it.
Well, as you look at the challenge that Hillary Clinton faces this year versus the one that Barack Obama faced in 2008 as he sought to become the first African-American elected president, who has the bigger hurdle to clear?
Oh, I think they both have them. And it's often with the similar voters. White, older, blue-collar voters are resistant to vote. We're resistant to voting for either one. But it is interesting. People thought, and they were correct, that we would be likely to have an African-American president before we had a woman president, and that turned out to be right.
And does that suggest, though, at least in some ways, that becoming the first woman president is a tougher challenge?
I think it's an equal challenge. I think it's different but equal.
How is it different, and how is it also equal in some ways?
Again, the standard, particularly for executive office, is the white male. And for women candidates, and also candidates of color, they have to prove that they are as tough as the white man and still maintain their likability. And that's particularly important for women. People are totally prepared to vote for a man that they think is qualified but don't like. But they tend to hold back from voting for a woman that they think is qualified but don't like. And you see them play out presidentially here. People constantly talk about, you know, Hillary needs to be more likable. Well, actually, she's more popular than Donald Trump. But people don't tend to say he needs to be more likable.
I'm visiting with Democratic strategist Celinda Lake. She'll be speaking at 7:30 this evening at the Kansas Union over on the KU campus. Her topic will be What Women Want, Public Opinion, the 2016 Election, and Why Women Matter. The talk is free and open to the public. You know, you told the Associated Press the other day, Celinda, that it's really hard to motivate Democrats with a negative. What did you mean by that?
So we're having turnout problems right now. And, of course, Democratic voters always turn out at lower rates than Republican voters. We have to work harder to get our vote out, in part because it's younger, it's more people of color, it's more women. But right now, I think one of the things that we're seeing is that voters want to vote for something. They want to be for something. They want to do something good, not just avoid something evil. And so I think that, or avoid a bad. And so one of the problems we're having, in my opinion, is particularly in these tough times, voters want to vote for something, not just against something.
So they want Hillary Clinton to uplift them in some way, to motivate them, to inspire them, I guess, in a sense.
Right, which was something that Barack Obama was very good at and something that he did in 2008. Now, it was different times. But I think that one of the things, and we're starting to see it, is I think the Hillary Clinton campaign has to get back to talking about what's positive about her, what her vision is, what her plan is for the future.
So is Donald Trump on a roll right now? Because some pollsters suggest he is, but pollster John Zogby suggests that's just the opposite, that all this talk about Trump being on a roll is pure hokum. How do you view it, Celinda?
I think he was on, I think the race was closing for sure. But I think that Hillary Clinton still has an advantage. It's not a done deal, and she has to get her vote out. But I think she has an advantage demographically, particularly in a presidential year.
So this notion that Hillary Clinton is tanking, you say what to that?
I say that the race was always going to be close. And it's close right now. And it's close in part because we live in a very polarized America.
But some Democrats listening to this might say, but Celinda, she's running against a guy named Donald Trump. It shouldn't be close.
Well, people want change. It's very hard for anyone to get any party to get a third term. It's a very polarized America. It's hard to elect a woman to the highest executive office in the country.
What are the key states you're watching right now, Celinda?
Well, they're the battleground states, and they include their, you know, depending on people's calculations, there's anywhere from 5 to 16 of them. But some of the key battleground states that I think everyone is watching are Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Florida, New Hampshire, Nevada. Those are some of the key states.
And there's no question, if I'm hearing you right, that there is a path for Donald Trump to get there. He can do it.
He could do it. The math is tough for him because one of the things that's interesting, and I think it'll come down to these states, he has to run the table on all the battleground states. He has to win them all to do it because Democrats start out with an innate advantage in the Electoral College. Hillary Clinton doesn't need to win all of those states. He needs to win some of them.
You know, despite that, you get a sense today that across this country, there are legions of Democratic voters who aren't far from a full-flight panic over this race and the prospect that Donald Trump might win the presidency. What would you say to them?
I would say, good for you, and use that panic to advantage. Make sure that you share information about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in your social networks, particularly in battleground states. Make sure that you get your kids and your family members out to vote. And make sure that you, and if you can, help in states that are the battleground states. Because we do have a lot of work to do in the last 50 days, and everything we do is going to matter.
You know, I mentioned earlier in our conversation, Celinda, that you once wrote a book with Kellyanne Conway, who now runs Donald Trump's campaign. The book was titled What Women Really Want. Tell us about her, because it appears she's had a pretty positive effect on Trump's campaign, at least so far.
Yes, I think she has. She's a very smart pollster, and she's very, very attuned to women voters. And she's attuned to them politically, but also culturally. Her company was focused on women politically, but she also was focused on thinking about women as consumers. And so she has a really strong 360-degree view of women. She also understands that women are not monolithic. And so she's always identified groups of women that conservatives and Republicans could go after. And she understands how to make an empathetic appeal. She was also, it's interesting, I was born and raised Republican. She was born and raised Democratic. Both of us, I think, understand a little bit the other side of the aisle.
And just a final point, Celinda Lake, and again, one of this country's most highly regarded Democratic strategists. How difficult is this cycle to poll, to gauge where the country is when it comes to Trump and Clinton?
Really, really good question. And it is very difficult. There are a couple of things. First of all of us have to now do substantial cell phones, because if you're not doing cell phones, you're not going to get a good sample. There is talk of a secret Trump vote, and I think Kellyanne is a big believer in this, and I worry about it.
A secret Trump vote, meaning that people aren't comfortable telling a pollster they might vote for Donald Trump, so there's a big reservoir of voters out there who might be turning out for him that we're not seeing in the polls.
Right, and it's not clear if it's big or small, but I tend to agree that it exists. And one of the ways you see it is Donald Trump does better in online polls than he does in phone polls. And I think that's part of that factor. Very hard to figure out who's going to turn out to vote and what the turnout is actually going to be. And very hard to figure out how well these third-party candidates are. Right now, the third-party candidates tend to do pretty well, maybe too well in the polls, because there's a substantial number of voters who have negative views of both candidates. But it's very hard to know if people are really going to vote for a third-party candidate for something as important as president.
And can pollsters access cell phone numbers these days, Celinda? Do you have access to them?
Yes, you can buy commercial lists of cell phone numbers. But what we can't do is when we are dialing on a hard line, we automatically dial you with a machine. We can't automatically dial you on a cell phone. And so it's more expensive to call cell phones.
Celinda Lake will speak at 7:30 this evening over at the Kansas Union on the KU campus. Her topic again, What Women Want, Public Opinion, the 2016 Election, and Why Women Matter. Celinda Lake, what a pleasure. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to talking to all of you quite soon.
Thanks, Celinda.